Okay, so we looked at the scooters, and what do you think?
I think they're pretty damn expensive. I mean, it sounds like a nice scooter and all, but you can buy a used Sportster for almost that.
A used Sportster, but what year used Sportster? Yeah, because that
2002, 2007.
Yeah, because that scooter that I looked up on...
I was looking at that one. It was $4,000 for $1,200.
Yeah, but you were kind of close with the price range. You put $2,500 and it was $3,299 for that.
So $700 more.
For the... You were close. For the Buddy 170i, I think it was. That's what we looked up.
This looks good enough for now.
So... All right. Well, thanks, Stefano, for the link, and we'll look at the other models. Maybe we can find something cheaper. Laterness. Okay, so that little moped that we saw that we first walked in was what?
A 250 Honda Silverwing.
And how much would that run?
About $5,000.
So that's even more expensive than the other.
Yes. However, they hold their resale value very well.
Why?
They just do. Everybody likes them. You don't see many used ones around, ever.
Huh.
When people buy them, they keep them for a long time.
And that was a double-seater.
Yep.
So do those go the same speed as the other ones?
They'll probably run about 90 or 100 mile an hour.
Yeah, but see, I don't like that. It's that same feeling that I got when I was riding the Honda Rebel. You don't ride them on the highway then, huh?
Yeah, you can. Those... I don't think that they'll have the same stability problems that the Rebel had. Because their center of gravity is lower.
Uh-huh.
And it just is. It's a nice little ride. They're basically built as commuters.
Remind me, I want to take pictures of the tree. Park under the shade.
Yeah.
Under the shade.
Ooh, those are pretty trees.
I know, I want to take a picture.
Okay.
So now we go in for some ice cream. Are we going in or are we just taking it?
We can go in.
Ooh, ice cream.